introduce Jessica Dittmar from Music on the River. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Jeff, and everybody out there.
Yeah, it's been a year already since you've been here.
Yeah, some days it feels like yesterday.
Yeah, it really does. Time really flies, and thanks for being here this morning, Jessica. Music on the River is coming up 1 week from tomorrow.
Yes.
And it was a long winter, and the summer goes even faster because before we know it, we're going to be introducing the last week of Music on the River.
Yeah, I always look forward to the first night, but then I'm like, summer does go so fast.
Really, really does. We were talking a little bit off air here. It's got to be getting to be more of a challenge to book bands these days and stay on budget. I would assume a lot of these bands. I'm glad that you got your business done before these gas prices jump way up. Otherwise, we might be talking about some different bands coming this year. But we've got some good ones, and it's all booked and ready to go. So nice job again to you and the rest of the Music on the River crew.
Thank you. You know, and talking about our expenses for these bands, they do keep going up every year.
Yeah.
So this just gives me the opportunity, honestly, to thank a lot of our executive sponsors that we couldn't do it without them. You guys here at WJJQ, Crossbridge Community Bank, Tomahawk Pharmacy, Cerny's Greenhouse, the Star Foundation, Tomahawk Community Thrift Shop, Jeff and Gail Arnold, and we have some associate sponsors, Foley's Tree Service and the care team at Harley-Davidson Tomahawk Operations.
Thank you to all of them, and can't do it without them.
No.
You know, Music on the River has become quite a deal. We pack that park every single Wednesday evening. Rain or shine, there's always a packed house there. That's got to make the bands performing feel fantastic because they don't want to be playing to just a few people. They like a good packed house. And so I'm curious, some of the feedback that you've gotten from some of the bands that have been here since you've been part of Music on the River, Jessica, how do they comment on our venue here and on our turnout? What are some of the things you hear from the bands when they are all done playing?
I will say that we have some bands that may be new or returning bands that they truly enjoy the engagement that our crowd brings to their set. Because a lot of these bands play a lot of outdoor venues, some even bigger than Tomahawk. And it seems like the crowd is just there to have the music in the background.
Okay.
And our crowd really engages. We have people up dancing. And they say that's what brings them back. Each year is the crowd engagement, but they also say they have the best view, which is the view of the river.
Absolutely. And some get a boat ride even before they're done playing.
Yeah.
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 I think it's a very unique setting that we have here. Not every municipality or a town or a city has what we have here in Tomahawk, so we should be very grateful for that. And I'll bet the bands really appreciate everything about this venue.
Oh, exactly. I mean, like I said, they say they have the best view of the river. Unfortunately, we've had some times where we've had to be at Sarah Park, but they're also grateful for the fact that we have another place to go, because a lot of other venues, outside venues like this, if there's inclement weather, it's canceled.
Yeah. And
so
all their plans just for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we can accommodate them so well. We've got quite a lineup here this year, that's for sure. Some new bands and some old favorites are coming back. Who's all part of the Music on the River crew, Jessica? I want to give proper respect to everybody that puts this whole thing together. You got a whole bunch of help, don't you?
We do have some help. They like to stay a little more behind the scenes, hence the reason why I'm here. But we have Casey and Tyler Stevenson. They're on the committee, and then Sam and Corey Colburn are on our committee. Haley Weiss, she works over at Crossbridge Community Bank. She helps me stay on budget.
Okay.
And then we have my husband, Eric Greil. His parents were founding members. That's actually how we got started. And then we have our star that he likes to be behind the scenes, but Jim Beaumont has really been an added addition the last couple of years. Him and his wife relocated from the Milwaukee area, and he's retired. So he helps meet the bands every week because a lot of us have a different work schedule.
Sure.
But everybody has their niche, you know. I do a lot of the PR work because I don't mind being in front of the camera or behind the mic.
Well, you do a good job at it, and everybody has their part to play, and it sounds like it's a real team, and you come together with a winning lineup every single year.
Yeah, we try to, and we try to keep it diverse, as we know we're not going to make everybody happy, but we try to come up with a different genre every week.
Speaking of diversity, we're going to hear some music from some of these bands here this morning. I did a little bit of homework, and I got some stuff queued up and ready to go here. Our first night is next Wednesday. We kick it off with our WJJQ Community Cookout, and that brings the crowds out. And we're going to do that again this year on the 17th, so hope to see everybody at the park and get in line for some good food to eat. Then we get to hear some good music. Jessica, who is our first band this year starting next week?
Yeah, so our first band is the Cougars. They're out of the Green Bay area. They have started a kind of a cult following in the last several years. You'll see them usually around the Green Bay area before a Packer game, pre-game, post-game around Lambeau Field. It's fronted by three women, and actually a lot of the band members, I think, are their husbands.
I think so, too, yeah. So it's all in the family with the Cougars. And so here's a little bit of the music. We're going to kick off Music on the River next Wednesday with the Cougars.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. Yes. We are the Cougars.
I think we're going to have a good time with the Cougars next Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. They usually get everybody of every age up there dancing. I mean, they truly are generational with their set list. They've got 80s, 70s, you know, something everybody knows.
Yeah, I think so, too. And so we're going to have a good time with the Cougars on Wednesday night next week. Come and have some brats and hot dogs, other refreshments with us first. And then we're going to get down with the Cougars to kick off Music on the River this year. Who is up on the second week, Jessica?
So on the 24th, we have a new artist to Tomahawk Music on the River. And her name is B.D. Greer. And she is bringing some guys with her. She calls herself B.D. Greer and the Gents. And they have like a 60 groove jazz combo that they're going to be doing for us.
Boy, she's got a voice. Let's listen to B.D. Greer here.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day.
You can tell she loves what she does.
Yeah, she actually has been voted Milwaukee's best vocalist in the past, and she did have a nomination for a Whammy this year.
Wow. Yeah. A bunch of these bands are familiar with the Whammies, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's B.D. Greer. She's got a bunch of stuff online you can look up if you'd like to. And who's in week number three?
So week number three is July 1st, and that's Ember. They played a few years back, and we're going to kind of kick off the 4th of July celebration early when you think about it. Wednesday, July 1st, they bring a rock, pop, original. They've got quite a stage presence. They all kind of dress, coordinate.
They're rockers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rockers. And the female lead singer there with Ember, she is a show woman.
Yes, Sarah has definitely come out of her, when I first met her, she was very shy.
Yeah.
Voice amazing, but she makes sure she's got the sparkles on for the stage show. Yeah, she's super, super fun.
I don't have any Ember music, but they played enough around here that a lot of folks I'm familiar with the live music scene up in these parts, they're familiar with Ember now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's next?
So July 8th, we have a new band called The Ramble. They're a country ensemble out of the southern part of the state. Some people who go to Hodag may be familiar with them. They have won the big Hodag pickoff that happens every year. But they do a lot of 90s to 2000 country.
And they're kind of they've got a unique way of doing it. When I listen to a preview here a little bit, I'm thinking it's hard to put a handle on these guys or put a label on these guys.
Yeah, because they really do kind of make the songs their own.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
That's a great way to put it. That's a great way to put it. It's The Ramble. Here's a little sample. That's a little sample of The Ramble. And Jessica, we were just saying that when I was previewing these guys, I never would have put a country label on them, but they got a little bit of that sound, but they're putting their own, they're making it theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then on July 15th, we actually have Johnny and the Motones. Now, they haven't played a couple years. I think the last time, unfortunately, they ended up playing in Sarah Park, but John and I have been actually trying to coordinate the last couple years to get him back, and his calendar was just too busy. So we're excited to have them back. They're out of the Wausau area. John and a group of other artists put on a Christmas extravaganza at the Grand Theater in December.
Okay.
So he's worked with a lot of different local artists. Johnny and the Motones are like a blues rock. They throw in maybe a little country here and there, but
really eclectic mix, and they put on a really, really they're showmen.
Yes, and they've been around longer than they want me to let you know.
Okay, so I don't have any sample of their music here, so we'll have to just trust that they're going to be as good as ever.
Oh yes.
Okay, who's next?
And favorite, obviously, the Jimmies. Yeah. So Jimmy, he was definitely one of those artist that was happy to hear from me. That's one that we almost call pretty much after we have our last meeting of the year to decide who we want to ask back, because their lineup for the summer is jam-packed.
Yeah, you can't get, it's hard to see the Jimmies. You got to have a ticket way in advance. We are very lucky to have them, that's for sure. Here's a little sample. Here's they were at a place called Rose's Lounge, a world-famous place called Rose's Lounge in Chicago last year. In fact, June of just last year, so 1 year ago. Here's what the Jimmys are sounding like. These they haven't been to Music on the River in a little bit, right?
So they played last year, but unfortunately we were in Sarah Park.
That's right.
And it was an absolute downpour.
Yeah, deluge that night. But hopefully we'll have them back outside. Here's the Jimmys. I second that thought. As Jimmy Vagley out of New Glarus, Wisconsin.
Yes, they actually probably have several shelves full of those whammies we talked about, yeah. Wisconsin Industry Music Awards.
He's got a barn full of those whammies over there. Yeah, he farms by day, does this at night.
Yeah, we're grateful that Jimmy and his boys really do like to come up here.
Yeah.
Sometimes they hope to make it a little bit of a vacation. We try to get them to look at their calendar if there's something, you know, a little farther north from here that they might be going to in the next couple days to make it worth their trip.
Boy, I hope so, because, yeah, it'd be nice to have them around for several days up here, because up north here we don't get to see them. They're down south all the time in the southern part of the state, but it's harder to see them up here.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of these bands are the same way. They play the big cities. A lot of big city folks are used to hearing these names, but up north here, it's this time of year where it's kind of a special thing for us.
Yeah, and I mean, some of these bands, like the Jimmys, Copperbox, I mean, they've been with us for almost all 19 years, off and on.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've just grown tremendously in their music and, you know, honestly, they're the ones that everybody wants.
And so you just mentioned Copperbox. Are they going to follow the Jimmys?
Yeah. Okay. So the Copperbox is going to close out the season on July 29th. We're happy to have them back. They actually have a great story about when they played. I think it might have been the first time before the new pavilion was built. And it started raining, but their equipment was fine, so they kept playing, and people danced in the rain, and they said that's one of their most memorable concerts.
Awesome. So that's not only the people in the audience that make memories, the bands do too.
Yes, yeah.
I think this is probably a special venue for a lot of these bands. They're used to the big city stuff, but they don't always get the hometown, small-town hospitality that we offer here.
Exactly. That's where I said earlier, the crowd really engages with them, and they really like that.
Well, Jessica, this is a winning lineup, and it's going to bring a lot of people to town. I wonder if there's ever been some kind of a study done on the economic benefit that Music on the River brings to our town on Wednesdays.
I don't know if there has been officially, but we did receive the Ambassador Award from the Tomahawk Chamber this year, which we were very grateful for. We didn't even know that was something that we would be receiving, you know. But 19 years, we're going on 20 next year, and we hope it keeps people in the community enjoying the Northwoods.
So I got to ask you, how are you going to top a schedule like this one this year? The 20th anniversary is going to have to be something really special, and boy, we are going to be the recipients. If I know how you guys are going to work at that board, this is a special year, but next year, can't wait.
Yeah, we're already talking about things that we want to do for next year, so.
Okay, any extra special sponsors that are out there listening? thing that want to jump in a little bit, I think that would probably be welcome.
Yeah, we are welcome to any type of executive. We have a tiered system. It's all actually on our website at tomahawkmusicontheriver.com. Or if you want to reach out to me, my phone number is on our website. Our email is there. I'm very approachable at the park. Most of our board members will be wearing light blue T-shirts that have our logo and sponsors on them this year. Feel free to say hello to them.
That reminds me of something, the other part of a special thing about Music on the River. I've been there many, many times, and people recognize me as the guy from the radio station. So if they got a question, they go ask the guy from the radio station. Where can we, are you serious? We don't you want our money? They're ready to peel off money because they are appreciating what they're getting here, and they can't believe it's all free.
Correct. I mean, we have what we call our birdhouses at the park each week.
Yep.
But we actually have a special donation page on our website also that you, when you donate through the website, you automatically get an email for your taxes because we are a 401c nonprofit.
And that's a win-win. Great lineup this year. Music on the River is back. We'll kick it off next Wednesday night. We'll be at the park doing brats and hot dogs first, and that's all free too. So it's all about celebrating Tomahawk, celebrating music, and celebrating summer.
Yes, can't wait.
Music on the River is back next week. And Jessica, thanks for being here. And tell the rest of the board, we really appreciate every single thing they do for us.
Yes, and we appreciate you guys too.